Doug, there's a feeling here of trying to start over. Okay, everybody's 1-3. You're getting chunk plays to Macklin. You also got a chunk play with Conley. What about the ability now to get some bigger plays at times?
Well, those are things that we have to do. We've got to be able to, whether it be off a play action pass or straight drop back. You know, we have those playmaker type guys in our system. And I mean, Jeremy Macklin goes for 148 yards, and then, you know, Chris gets involved a little bit, and, you know, Jamal has around 145 yards of total offense. So, you know, with the numbers that were put up and to not have any touchdowns, we have to look at that as a staff. I got to look at that, and we got to make sure that next time we're in that position, we get our playmakers involved. Guys like Travis Kelce, Jamal Charles, Jeremy Macklin, you know, Dat, get those guys back into what we're doing. Not saying we're not doing that, but make an emphasis on that.
Right side goes to Thomas, stop and go move, sprint to the right side, 25.
Not shooting ourselves in the foot by penalties and sacks and keeping ourselves out of potential touchdown scoring drives.
And Alex Smith, for him now, to blend the threes to sevens, what would you say going into Chicago?
You know, one of the things is, you know, as a staff, as play callers on offense, we got to make sure that are we giving him the opportunity to push the ball down the field. We've got to be able to, like you said earlier, we got to get those chunk plays, particularly in the red zone, shooting the ball into the end zone, and that's something that as play callers we can decide that. And then it's up to him. He has the ball in his hands to make those decisions. You know, again, a good game for Alex. You know, from a numbers standpoint. But again, you know, putting him in those situations to take advantage of certain things and not always going backwards definitely helps your quarterback. And looking forward to Chicago now, we've got to take advantage of those big red zone opportunities, turn those threes into seven.
Okay, Chicago. John Fox loves defense. Chicago's love defense. It's kind of been the mantra of their team. What about specifically against John Fox and the Bears?
Well, with John Fox and, you know, big fan Joe being the D coordinator there, he's brought that 3-4 scheme to Chicago. And same thing we saw with San Francisco last year when we were out there playing the Niners. But this is a good defense. From what I've seen already on tape, it's a good defense. They're flying around. They love to play some man coverage. It's going to be a tough test. You know, we're back at home, the kingdom, the crowd. We're excited for that. And number one thing is you stick together. You know, the coaching staff, it starts with us as a staff. And then the players stick together. And we bring energy as a coaching staff to our practices, to our meetings. And nobody hangs their head. You know, this is everybody. It's one goal. We're steamrolling ahead. And you know, it's the Chicago Bears this week. And then we'll worry about next week. So, and then just taking it one play at a time. I mean, you know, by no means we're a quarter of the way done with the season, and there's a lot of football left to be played, and no excuses. We roll up our sleeves, we come to work every day, and you know, take one game at a time.